I'm speaking with Coach Kelsey Boswell with Lawson. Coach, tell us how you did tonight.
Well, we had a pretty good game tonight. We played Mid-Buchanan on our senior night, came away victorious tonight, 52-26. We jumped up on them early. We got up 40-0 before they were able to put their first score up on the board, and it was 40-8, and we were able to get a lot of our younger kids in for most of the second half. Had a running clock there for a while in the second half, so played pretty well, you know, both sides of the ball. Thought our guys did a good job, came out real focused tonight. We're coming off two tough losses. We lost a couple weeks ago on our homecoming to East Buchanan, a very good East Buchanan team, 40-0, and then lost a heartbreaker last week to a good Hamilton team. So we knew that we needed to come out and play well tonight, and thankfully we were able to do that.
Okay. Who's your best offensive player tonight? Who put on a real show for you?
Well, our quarterback, Cody Glenn, a sophomore, had a good night tonight, rushing the ball, passing the ball. I think he had 3 carries for 106 yards, broke loose on a couple big runs for us. So he did a nice job leading our offense. Our senior tailback, Preston Smith, had a good game, rushed for some good yardage. So offensively, we were kind of led by those two. And of course, you know, any coach will tell you, you know, those types of runs and those gains aren't possible with those guys doing their job up front and making sure we take care of things on the offensive line. So offensive line did a nice job getting some holes opened up for those guys, and just an all-around good offensive effort for us this evening.
What kind of condition was the field in tonight?
That was pretty bad, you know, pretty sloppy. We had, of course, a lot of rain, you know, the last couple nights or so, and then we had kind of a fairly steady downpour in the second half tonight. So just to begin the game, it was already pretty bad, and conditions only got worse in the second half. But I thought our guys did a good job handling that. We've always kind of prided ourselves on playing in those conditions and playing pretty well, and I thought our guys did a pretty good job of that tonight as well.
I know how hard that is on the speed players, but it's pretty tough on an offensive lineman to get a good dig in this kind of turf, too.
Oh, absolutely, and that's, you know, that's one of the biggest issues with it, is it's just so hard to get your footing, and of course, when you're trying to make cuts, you're trying to plant, you know, you're trying to get your feet set to block. I mean, all those kind of things are affected by conditions like that, but like I said, I thought our guys were ready for it, thought they did a good job with it and handled themselves well out there.
Any defensive standouts you want to mention?
Well, defensively, you know, once again, when you're able to hold the team to 26, and they got a lot of those points late as well against a lot of our younger guys, you know, your whole defensive unit is playing pretty well when that happens. And we had some turnovers tonight. I had some interceptions. I know, once again, our quarterback, Cody Glenn, who plays cornerback as well on defense, had at least one of those. So he did a good job defensively in the secondary for us. Our linebackers, I thought, you know, ran well to the ball, did some good things there. So defensively for us, it really was, in every sense of the word, just a true team effort for us tonight.
Excellent. What's your record overall, Coach?
Well, we're now 5-3. You know, we've kind of had some ups and downs this year and been a little inconsistent at times, but we're 5-3 overall. We're 4-2 in the conference, in the KCI conference that we play in, and we've got a very tough opponent coming up next week to finish out the regular season before district play begins. That's the West Platte Blue Jays, another conference game for us, and they're doing pretty well right now. They've had a good season, led by their quarterback, Cody Guthrie, so we know we've got a long week of practice ahead of us to get ready for them and prepare well, and we've got to come out Friday night and play our best to give ourselves a chance to win that one.
Have you seen some film on West Platte, or have you been over there or had anybody go over and have a look at them?
Yeah, we've got some film on them. We've had a chance to take a look at them, and like I said, they are a good football team, fundamentally sound. They do things the right way, and like I said, it all starts offensively for them with their quarterback, Cody Guthrie. Just a great athlete, you know, big kid, runs the ball hard. Of course, their offensive line does a good job opening up holes for him, so it's going to be a tough task for us next week. We know that. We know we've got our work cut out for us, but I know our guys will be up for the challenge, ready to go, and we'll come ready to play next week and see what happens.
Great. Any injuries tonight we need to mention?
Well, knock on wood, I think we came out of this one pretty healthy, but you know, we've had some issues with that throughout the season. We've lost a lot of our key guys at key spots throughout the year up to this point with injury, and we're hoping that we're going to get some of those guys back, a lot of those guys back, hopefully at just the right time. You know, either next week or the last week, that first round district game, hopefully we'll get a lot of those key players back that we've lost up to this point. So it's like our head coach, Coach Dunn, said after the game, said, you know, we can be pretty dangerous down the stretch. That's what we're hoping for anyway, because we've had a lot of guys that have stepped in, got a lot of experience on Friday nights because of those injuries, and then when those guys that normally are the number ones can come back, get back into the mix a little bit, then hopefully that adds to our depth as well and can give us a chance, hopefully, to make a little run once we get to the postseason.
Excellent. Hopefully, weather will cooperate. You get a dry field to use that speed you've got over there.
Yeah. Hopefully so. You know, that's one thing this year especially that we've been able to have a little success with is the running game, where we're able to get our guys kind of out on the edge and showcase a little bit of that speed. But tonight, that was difficult to do, obviously, with field conditions. So, yeah, we're hoping for some decent weather next week and maybe have a chance to do that.
It'd be quite a game to upset West Platte at this time of year.
Absolutely. Like I said, very good football team they are.
Okay, I hope you get everybody back, Coach. I'd love to see that game.
Well, thank you. We appreciate that, and we hope we do, for sure.
And is there anything else you need to tell us about your team tonight?
Oh, not necessarily. Just, you know, once again, real proud of the guys and their effort, and very proud of the fact that we were able to get a lot of our young guys in there and really didn't miss a beat. That's one thing you're always kind of concerned with when you get a lot of those younger guys in there is, you know, they're not going to come in and execute as well as the older group does. But we had a few issues with that. But overall, I thought the guys played hard, played well, and just very proud of their effort tonight.
All right, Coach. Well, I hope you give us a call next Friday for the fifth quarter show, because we'd like to hear what went on down there.
Yeah, we'll definitely do that. We'll call you every week, and win or lose next week, we'll definitely be on the phone with you talking about the game, and we appreciate all you guys do for us and for high school sports around our area.
All right. Thank you, Coach Boswell with Lawson High School, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
You betcha. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.